All right. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check. Still got a pretty good hum. Is it keyboard? Okay. All right, while we're working out this little hum, we're going to go ahead and just lift up the Lord in prayer. You guys hear that? What's that? Everybody all together. Hum. That'll mess up the sound, guys. Come on. Have a little fun this morning. Amen. No greater place to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I'm pretty sure he understands humor. Look at me. Amen. Let's lift up the Lord, if we would stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, God, that we could be here today, God, in your presence. Lord, in every day in your presence, Lord Jesus. Let us never forget, God, the death upon that cross, that God has set us free, Lord. Let us live in that freedom, Lord, every day, God. Let us live it out in joy, God, with passion, God. Continue, God, to work out inside of us whatever it is, God, that you need to do, God, to make us more and more like you, God. Just every move we make, Lord, like this song we're going to sing, God, let us proclaim it, God, and let it, God, let it be heard, God, across this land, Lord Jesus, that you'd be lifted up, Lord. And you said in your word, if you'd be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you, God. Let that be done this morning in this place, God, I pray. In your name, Jesus, we all said, amen. All right, here we go.
Bring us down, let's hear some wild eyes. Sing la 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 la
la la la la la la to you, Lord. Singing la 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 la. Now lift up your voice, waves of mercy.
Singing we will.
If we would, let's welcome one another here this morning. Amen.
Oh, man. I'm not as cool as you get. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, Glenn.
You know, my luck, I'd miss that air five. If you saw it in actuality, you'd be like... See, I missed it. Did you see that I missed it?
Yeah, you missed
it. I missed my air five. Kevin, you missed your air five.
Captain Rabbi got it.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, right here.
I got one for you.
Good morning, everybody. If you don't mind having a seat, and we have a special announcement before I do the announcements. So we need the council members up here, please.
Good morning, everyone. Aloha. I love it. Okay, let's see. We have Paul. And we would also like to have our pastors, Randy. And, of course, the most important one, senior pastor, right here. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We all wanted to tell you we're leaving.
No.
We would not do that to him. He's got enough stress. Okay. Well, as you all know, and where's Jackie? Of course. Come here. You can't have one without the other. Now, you know I don't do worship. Okay. As all of you may know or may not know, October has been designated as Pastor Appreciation Month. And we did not want the month to go by. We had it planned way ahead, but at a special request by our newest council member, Arnie Ziegler, who was away, and he really wanted to be here. So we said, okay, we're doing it on the last Sunday of the month. Better late than never. So Pastor Doug, and where are the other, we're missing Janet. I asked Janet to be there. Okay, you folks all know hardworking Pastor Janet. We send our aloha and love to her. But she's part of there. She moved where? Oh, she's all over there. Mwah. Okay. See, when you miss one Sunday, don't do it. Pastor Doug, Jackie, we just want to say how much we appreciate you. We love you. Amen, Consuelo. So as a small token of our appreciation, we have something for you. And what we'd like first is for our other council member, Paul Kelly, to read. Yay! Yeah. Give Paul a hand. Okay. A special message for you.
All right. I don't know who wrote this, but dear Pastor Doug,
We are so excited and honored that you accepted the position to be our senior pastor. We know that God is going to use you in great ways to build Pathway of Hope. Do we all know that?
Yeah.
All right. In recognition of Pastors Appreciation Month in 2009, we want you to accept this letter to represent a special gift that we, your church family, have in the works for you. We are in agreement that you are in dire need of an appropriate podium to share the words of our precious Lord. Therefore, it is with great pleasure that we are advising you that Lindsay Dolan and her dad have graciously agreed to design and construct a handcrafted podium specifically for you. So, all right. And we as a congregation want it to be a symbol of God's great power and the strong foundation he has placed in you and in our church and the roots of his glory that will spread through Tucson in the years to come. Your gift is scheduled to arrive at the end of November. So unfortunately, until then, you'll have to continue to settle for the music stand and plenty of electrical tape. But we'd like to say as a family, we all love you and appreciate you and thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Very nice. And we also want to say thank you and how much we appreciate our pastors. And everyone, excuse my back, you know, Janet, our children's church, Karen Kelly, our pastor for the women's department, and also Randy, our youth pastor. We appreciate you all very much. And we have a little gift for all of you. Okay. So Evelyn is representing Jonathan, who is our church council member but has to work on... And he just got here. So no, you... Oh, okay. Paul, you can present this to your lovely wife. Your lovely wife. And let's see. Arnie, can you come here and present this to Pastor Janet? Yeah. And I get to give Randy. And... of course, when you're senior pastor, you get extra dibs, yeah? So, Pastor Doug, we love you all. Thank you for all of your hard work and how much we appreciate all of you. Here's Jonathan, our other council member. At this time, we would like to have Doug come up and pray over all of the pastors. And if you have something to say. Oh, also, I forgot to mention, what's a celebration without cake?
Yes.
So there will be a cake after service to celebrate your day. And one big important announcement. I know a lot of you weren't here when the call was made if you wanted to help with this gift for Pastor. It's not too late. So if you have it in your heart that you want to donate towards this podium and you want to give above your tithes and offering, we appreciate it. And for those who finances may be tight, we can use your help. That's another way of honoring our God, our church, and our pastor. Lend a hand. We could use pullers, set up everything. We could use everything, right, Doug? Yeah. Okay. Thank you all.
I'm gonna pray over each of our pastors and the leadership. And I've just connected with some anointing oil. And each of these people are specially anointed, so... we're going to ask even a double portion. And I'm going to just anoint you in the name of Jesus, Pastor. Thank you. I'm going to touch their hands for service unto the Lord because God equips these people to guard over our souls, to feed us spiritual food, and to encourage and to bless us. So right now, Father God, I just ask, Lord, that double portion to be placed upon each one. They are servants of the Most High God. They have come to show us that way of salvation. And Lord, your spirit has been upon each one. Lord, we ask a special protection around them and their families because, Lord, we know This is also a spiritual battle, and they are the front rank. So, Lord, we ask for that special protection. Build a hedge around them. And, Lord, that you would equip them even way beyond the measure of their own understanding. That, Lord, that you would pour out upon them the spirit of grace, the spirit of encouragement, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. And Lord, that they would be filled with joy unspeakable and full of your glory. That, Lord, that everything that they touch, everything that they speak, Lord, would be as it were from the throne of God to hearing ears. And Lord, I would ask also that you would give them ears to hear when your spirit speaks to this church, that they would communicate strongly your love, your peace, your will upon each one. And Lord, also for the whole congregation, that you would give us ears to hear what your spirit is speaking through each of these, your servants. We thank you so much for those that you have given us in authority. Because, Lord, we as sheep need leadership, and you have given us abundantly the leadership we need. And we thank you so much for that. Bless each and every one of them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. I love you all. I'm going to get a
battery for that. Okay. But should I do it? Okay. Okay. Need a new battery, though. So I'll try to keep this really quick, short, and sweet. There's a couple things coming up on, like, October 31st. We have the costume parade coming, and so the children are going to dress up. And from 4 to 5, we're going to go to some care facilities, and the people just love it there. So this flyer is on that table, the resource table. Also, for, like, the youth age, there's a concert by Newsboys, and then there's a few other bands. This flyer also is on the resource table. And then you can look at some of the other things that are in there. We're also going to be having another performance from the Mothers and Children, so there's a sign-up sheet over on the Women's Ministry table. And there's a poinsettia sale for that, the ministry that helps women. What was it called again? New Beginnings, yes, sorry. And so there's a thing that you can sign up to purchase one, and it really helps with the New Beginnings for the women. So, and just look in there for other updates regarding Pathway happenings that are coming on.
Amen. If we could all stand to our feet again.
Now.
portion of the service now. If our prayer teams would come forward and be available. Whatever it takes this morning to open up your hearts to hear what God has to say, do that now. If there's unconfessed sin in your life, clean it out right now. Confess it. Be done with it. If there's anxiety in your life right now, worry that's distracting you from what God wants to say today, come up, pray with somebody about it. Sit in your seat. Just give it to God. Go to the cross. Just lay it down at the foot of the cross. Let God speak to you today. Prepare your minds, prepare your hearts during this next song to hear from God today. Let's worship together.
Thank you.
let him in every area of our hearts. Not just some, but we would surrender all. God, you would have your way inside of us, Lord. Right here in this moment, right here in this day, right here, God, in our lives. God, our lives are not our own, God. We want to be led and we want to be directed by you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, we are hungry for you, God. Lord, we thirst, God, for you, Lord, for you alone, God. Would you help us, Lord, to keep on track, God? Not to be distracted, but God, to be passionate, God. And let nothing stand in the way or hinder us from hearing your voice, God, every moment of our lives. Holy Spirit, come into us now. Won't you direct our lives and go? Thank you.
God loves us so much. He loves each one of you so much. Prayer teams, you can take your seats. Worship team, stay up here for a moment if you would. We're going to take this opportunity to worship God by celebrating the Lord's Supper, communion together. God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't imagine that as a father. Ushers, if you'd come forward. While the elements are being passed, if we could just sing Power of Your Love one more time. And as we're singing that, just recognize how deep, how wide, how unending God's love is for you. Let's continue to worship him together.
Your love surrounds.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul gives instructions to the church at Corinth regarding the Lord's Supper. He says this in verse 23, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's all eat together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's all drink together. Thank you, everybody. Is God good? Let's give God a clap offering right now. Let's praise him together. God is so good. He loves us so much. All right, worship team, you can take your seats. One thing that didn't get mentioned in the announcements was that we have adopted two families as a church. We have adopted two families for Christmas. Families that have students here at Coronado School who are down on their luck this year and need some help with Christmas. And so we are going to provide Christmas for these families. Does that sound like a good idea? Yeah, let's spread God's joy and God's love to our community, shall we? So back at the back table, there is a little Christmas tree back there. We call that the giving tree. And on that tree are little tags of things that you can pull off and give. You can take those things, and each of the tags has an item written on it. Go to the store, buy the item, bring it back to church unwrapped and with the tag, and leave it back at the table and give it to Lori. Give it to Lori Rupert, who mans the coffee station every Sunday, and we'll provide Christmas for these families. Right now, there's a lot of food items and non-perishable foods and things up there, so you can do those now. You don't have to wait until Christmas. Let's get all this stuff now and get it together, and so that we all have it all together by the time Christmas comes around, okay? Yeah, and in the coming months, there's going to be toys and things like that up there, too, once we get wish lists from the families and things like that. So we're going to give a couple of families a real good Christmas this year. Yeah. So we're starting a new sermon series this week, and I think that it's important every once in a while, because life gets so crazy, right? Life gets so hectic. Life is just insane sometimes, and it's easy to get distracted from our roots. It's easy to get distracted from where we need to be. It's easy to get unfocused in our life. And our life gets focused on things that we shouldn't be focused on. And so I think it's important every once in a while to go back to basics. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next 4 weeks here, is just talking about a few of the fundamental principles that make up a healthy Christian life. And if you apply these things that we're going to be talking about over the next 4 weeks, then if you're already doing them, then awesome. You are probably a healthy Christian. And if you're not doing them, pick up the things that you're not doing, start doing them, and you'll be on your path to living a healthy Christian life. It's what I want to get across to you over this series. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at each of these principles in the life of Jesus himself, because Jesus practiced all these things that we're going to be talking about over the next 4 weeks. So we have a new series verse. If Paul, as the usher, if you would pass these out to everybody, that'd be great. We have little flashcards for you with the verse on them. You can take these home, put them on your refrigerator, put them on your bathroom mirror, keep it in your car, wherever you're going to see it every day, so you can start to review this verse in your mind. We're going to be reviewing it every week here as well. And just try to get this verse ingrained in your brain so that when the time comes, you can pull it out and throw it at the devil. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit, actually. Our new series verse for this time around is 1 John 2:6. Real short, simple, and sweet, but so important. It says, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." Can we all say that together? Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. That is what it comes down to, and that's why we're looking at each of these principles in the life of Jesus himself. Because if you call yourself a Christian, Christian means Christ follower. So if you call yourself a Christian, if you claim to live in him, you've got to follow Christ. You've got to do the things that Jesus did when he was here on earth. So that's what we're going to be looking at over the next 4 weeks here. And what I want to talk to you about today is something called tag time. And I'm going to explain what that is. Tag time is an acronym. Tag, each of the three letters in tag stand for a word. And so tag stands for time. One more time. Yeah, T stands for time. E, A stands for alone. And G stands for God. So tag time means time alone with God. It is so critical to having a healthy spiritual life, to leading a healthy Christian life, to be spending time alone with God every day. Tag time. Time alone with God. So critical. Praying, reading the Bible, journaling, if that does anything for you. Some people just journaling just doesn't do anything for them. They don't get anything out of it. That's okay. But find something that works for you and do it every day, meditating on God's word, talking to him, listening to him talk to you. It's so important as you live your life. And we see, if you want to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 1. That's what we're going to be looking at today. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on earth. He's 30 years old, and we see him in the beginning of Mark chapter 1. We see that he is baptized. We see that he is tempted by the devil. We see the calling of his first disciples. We see him performing miracles, driving out evil spirits, healing diseases. We see Jesus doing all these things. And then in verse 35, it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Jesus did this. He got up early in the morning while it was still dark, because that was the only time he could be alone, right? The crowds were starting to come. They were starting to know who he was and know that he could do powerful things, and they would not leave him alone. So the only time he could be alone with his father was getting up before everybody else. While it was still dark, he went out to a solitary place where he prayed, talked to his father. Jesus did this. We see it all through the Gospels that Jesus did this often. It's so important. Keeps us on task. Keeps us in communication with our Heavenly Father. Jesus' priority while he was here on earth was to do his Father's will. Right? That was what Jesus came to do, was to do his Father's will. And we see that in John 6:38. John 6:38 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." That was why Jesus was here, was to do the Father's will. How did he know what that will was? Tag time. He was always in communication with the Father, praying, going off by himself, talking to his Heavenly Father. Saying, "Lord, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to do it? Prepare me." That's what Jesus was all about. And he was able to accomplish that because he spent time alone with God every day. There's five benefits of tag time that you can pull out your note sheet and you can write these down if you like. Five benefits of spending time alone with God, tag time. The first benefit is that it gives you a chance to talk to God. That's what you're doing when you pray. You are talking to God. You're communicating with the Father. It's so important. You can, a lot of religions tell you that you need someone special to talk to God for you, right? Like a priest or somebody to sacrifice an animal or something, and then they can talk to God for you or whatever. That's not the way it works. God is available to every single one of us. Anytime we want, pray, talk to God. It's there. It's available. We have that opportunity. So important. Talk to God. Pour out your concerns to him. Pour out your requests to him. Praise him. Honor him, like Karen talked about last week. Talk to God. Communicate. Second benefit to tag time is that it gives God a chance to talk to you. That happens through Bible reading, through meditation on his word. That's how God communicates with us. You'll be reading your Bible, and all of a sudden something will jump off the page at you that you've never noticed before. You've read that chapter maybe 100 times, but boom!
boom, something jumps out at you you'd never seen before. Wow. That is God. That's the Holy Spirit inside of you revealing something to you. You know, so often I've heard of people reading they've been going through something in the previous week, and they're reading the Bible, and all of a sudden something jumps off the page that is the solution to their problem or helps them with that problem or something. And then there's other times I've heard people are reading the Bible, something jumps off the page at them, they have no idea why, but they write it down. And then the next week they're going through something that helps with. It's the Holy Spirit preparing you for what's coming. God speaks to us through His Word. If you want to hear from God, get in the Word. Imagine if you went a whole day without talking to your spouse, if you're married. If you're not married, go a whole day without talking to your mom or dad or your best friend. Can you imagine? You can't live like that. Don't try this at home, folks. I thought once that maybe, you know, it might be a fun experiment to try to go a whole day without talking to my son Isaac. Just completely, my 2-year-old son Isaac, just completely ignore him and not even acknowledge him at all. He comes up to me and says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." I'm just sitting there watching TV. No response at all. And I didn't do it because it might warp him for life, and I don't want to do that. But can you imagine somebody doing that to their family? No. We talked about priorities a few weeks ago. How your wife, your family needs to be highest on your priority list besides your relationship with God. So if you're not going to do that to your family, your spouse, why would you do that to somebody who's supposed to be a higher priority than them? Talk to God. Spend time with Him. Communicate. He wants to hear from you. You may think He's a big God, He doesn't have time for me, He's got so much going on, He's got wars on the other side of the world to worry about, and I'm just this piddly little person with my piddly little problems. No, He cares. He cares about every single tiny little aspect of your life. He's a big God. He can handle it. He can handle your tiny problems. He wants to handle your tiny problems and your big problems. Communication. Third benefit to tag time is that it keeps us focused spiritually. Psalm 119, 11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." It's so easy to get distracted in life, right? It's so easy to get off center. You know, you're walking and you're living the right life, you're living a godly life, but all of a sudden you start to make little exceptions in your life. You say, "Oh, it's just a like lying. You know, a little white lie isn't gonna hurt anybody." So you tell this little white lie to protect yourself, and then you have to lie again to support the little white lie that you told, and then you have to lie again to support that lie, and all of a sudden you turn around and you're way off in left field. Reading God's word will keep you on center. If you're sensitive to the Spirit speaking to you through God's word, He's going to tell you when you're starting to get off track. And if you're responsive to that, you got to be responsive. Can't just slam the door and shut Him out. You got to be responsive to what He's telling you when you're reading His word. You can get back on center. You can take care of those lies and confess them and make things right and get back on center where you need to be. It helps keeps us focused spiritually in our lives. Fourth benefit is that it reveals our inner thoughts and motives which may need to be transformed. Hebrews 4:12 says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing sword and soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. What was the key verse we just learned for the David series? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. He knows what's really going on inside you. He knows your true motives for what you're doing. You may be doing good things. You may be living a godly life, but if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it don't count. Doesn't matter. Your heart has to be right. And when you're in God's word every day, you're going to be sensitive to the Spirit. He's going to reveal to you when your heart is getting a little out of whack, when your motives aren't what they should be. And that's when you can, once again, get back on center, inside, with your heart. It's refocusing your heart. But you got to allow him to do that. He wants to transform you from the inside out. But you got to allow him access to transform you. You've got to say, yes, Lord. Whatever needs to happen inside of me, let it happen. Transform me to be more like you. And he'll do that. And the fifth benefit to tag time is it gives us a weapon against the devil. Ephesians 6, 13 through 17 is the armor of God passage. You probably all have heard it. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That was a whole lot of armor that was listed in that passage. What is the only offensive weapon that's mentioned there? The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. Everything else is defensive, right? Breastplate, shoes, helmet, shield. All that is defensive armor. But this sword is our offensive weapon against the devil. The devil's going to come after you, especially if you're starting to catch fire for God and want to have him transform you and you're making yourself available to him. The devil doesn't like that. He wants us to be complacent. He wants us to be fearful. He wants us to not care. When we start to catch fire for God, the devil's going to come after us, and we got to be ready. We got to be ready with our armor on and our sword in our hand, and that's why I'm having you memorize scripture with all of these sermon series that we're doing, because when the devil comes at you, you don't have to just cower behind your armor. You can go back at him. Offensive weapons. The best defense is good offense. Take it to him. Attack. The devil doesn't like us. He likes the control that he has on the world right now. And he's going to do whatever he can to take us down. He knows your weaknesses. Don't think he doesn't. Just like we sang in The Power of Your Love, all of our weaknesses, as we're transformed to be more like Christ, all of our weaknesses are going to be stripped away by the power of his love. Then the devil won't have any more holes to shoot through in our armor. But while he has those holes, he's going to be shooting. And we got to be ready. That's why it's so important to be in God's Word every day so that you have that weapon against the devil when he comes after you. Don't think he's not real. He wants you to think he's not real. He's real. So I have a challenge for you today. And each week during this series, I'm going to be giving you a challenge every week. My challenge to you today, if you choose to accept it, is to spend tag time every day this week. 7 days, get in God's Word. Apply what you're learning here today. 7 days in the Bible, talking to God, praying. You know, in your bulletin is a reading guide. If you don't know what to do, in your bulletin is a reading guide for the next 6 months. Start with today, October 25th, right? We're getting towards the end of Acts, and we're also in the middle of Job. So read that passage. You may want to get out a sheet of paper or a notebook or something, write down anything that jumps out at you because that's God speaking to you, right? Pray, spend some time talking to God. That's you talking to God. And see what happens. Some of you are already in the Word every day, so this challenge will be very easy for you to complete. So accept the challenge, do it, and then maybe something in the next coming weeks will really challenge you on one of your weaknesses. But hopefully this will get everybody in the Word hearing from God. And then talk to me. Let me know that you're taking the challenge. Let me know if God reveals anything exciting to you through His Word. Drop me an email, PastorDoug@pathwayofhope.net. Let me know what God's saying to you, whether it relates to the church as a whole or you as an individual. It encourages me when you tell me that God's doing something in your life, because it means that I'm on track as your leader, as your spiritual leader. That's encouraging to me. So let me know. Who's going to take this challenge? Let me see a show of hands. Who's going to take this challenge with me this week? All right. Good. Excellent. Now you can take your note sheet and write your name at the bottom of the note sheet there, or names if you're a couple, and tear it off and put it in the offering plate when it comes by a little later in the service, and that would be terrific, just so I know who's doing this, who I can be praying for, who I can be praying for God to really open your eyes and reveal something to you. Let me tell you what's my challenge is Saturdays. Saturdays are tough for me because every day, I have a routine because I go to work, right, Monday through Friday. So I have a routine on the weekdays. I in my car on the way to work, I have a 45-minute commute to work every day. So the radio's off, and I'm just talking to God on the way to work, spending tag time with Him, praying, meditating, all that stuff. My first break at the office, I get by myself, and I read the day's reading, and I journal a little bit and see what God's saying. And so on Saturdays, it's a little tough because I don't have that routine anymore. And the kids want to play, and they want to go somewhere, and we need to go shopping, and we need to do this stuff, and the day just kind of gets away from me, and it's hard for me to remember to do it. So that's my challenge, is going to be Saturday. But, hopefully you guys will accept this challenge, and just so you know that I'm not perfect. You know, we talked about that last week. I heard Kara mention that 7 or 8 times, and I know I've mentioned it before. I know I've mentioned it before in my sermons, too. So, I'm going to have a challenge with this one, too, when it comes to the weekend. But hopefully you'll accept that challenge with me and participate. That would be awesome. So we're going to worship the Lord right now with His tithes and our offerings. If our worship team would come forward. Heavenly Father, I just praise You because You are an awesome God. Lord, we need to be spending more time with You, more tag time, time alone with You, hearing Your voice, relaying to You our concerns and our praise and our honor. Lord, right now, accept these tithes and offerings. Bless them, Lord. Bless our church. In Jesus' name, amen. Verses 20 and 21 says, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." Amen? You are dismissed, church family. Thank you.